We welcome to the program Will Forgrave, Jackson City Councilman, and of course he works at the Jackson District Library, so he can approach this from a couple different angles. Will, thanks for stopping by. First of all, let's talk about the library and the effects this virus is having on the library.
Yeah. Well, first off, thanks for having me, Greg. I appreciate you doing this. Even from home, I understand we all are working from home now. But let's talk about the library first. The governor issued her executive order last week that closed all public libraries through at least April 13th. The Jackson District Library was a little bit ahead of the game and closed down a couple days before that came down. We're trying to get the word out right now. We've extended all our due dates for materials through the end of April. And we'll continue to extend those if this continues moving forward. So we're asking that everybody, you know, follows the order, stays home, stays safe, and doesn't return materials or show up in person during this time. And in light of it, we've actually made it easier to get a library card online.
Okay, I was going to ask you if there's any services you are providing online, and that's one of them. Any others?
Well, we've always provided the service, but I think, you know, you're always going to have your patron at the library that uses it, you know, in the historical fashion. They'll show up, they'll get their material, they'll pick it up in person, but take it home. I'm one of those, you know, myself included. But we've always had some services online that are pretty cool. You're actually able to place a request if you sign in with your library card. You can request a specific material that we may not have online, and we'll work to get that for you and let you know when we have. Previously we had required new patrons to visit a branch in person to fully activate their card online, and in light of recent closures and, the executive order to shelter in place, we had to adjust to better serve our community. So, if people go to our website, myjdl.com/new-users, they'll be able to get a full library card.
Well, let's we'll talk about the library before this COVID-19. It's a big system and really offers quite a few services to the community and the kids of the community.
Yeah. So we have 13 locations throughout Jackson County. We employ about 160 or 170 people. And it seems like, as the marketing manager there, I have a pretty good pulse on the things we're doing. And it seems like every day, at least four or five of the branches is putting on some sort of program. And it is for all age groups. I mean, obviously, we like to keep the children occupied and give them something to do in the community. Really, we had something for everybody, and it's unfortunate that, we've had to essentially shutter our doors. But at the same time, we're shifting to online usage and doing our best there.
Libraries used to be about taking out books, but that has really changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a lot more than just books. We still have those, don't worry. But audio books, music, you can download and stream movies online with your library card. Really, you name it. We've kind of shifted to the 21st century. Obviously, it's 2020. We want to offer people a number of different ways to get their entertainment and their educational materials. Silver lining with all this, it's nice to be able to promote this, and it's nice to see an uptick in usage of our online services, because it has been available. It always has been available, and it's unfortunate we're forced to use it now, but it's nice to see that we are.
Yeah, that's one thing during this that might really, really get jump-started, some old-timers getting into a little more high-tech. Let's put your city council cap on and talk about what the city is doing now, COVID-19. The city seemed to be right on top of this, really, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of like the library, they were a little ahead of the game and doing everything they could to keep people safe. You know, an hour after Governor Whitmer issued her stay-home order, or her directive, and about 4 or 5 days after the mayor declared a local state of emergency here in the city of Jackson, council as a whole, we voted to continue that declaration indefinitely. We actually did so remotely. We did it so on a video conference call, making a little history. I think it's safe to assume that's the first time that's ever happened. But just as a little background, that gives us a seat. A state of emergency locally gives us a seat at the emergency response table, Jackson Countywide. It keeps us in close contact with the emergency response manager, who's Jason Greening, who's been awesome. But I think most importantly, it sends the right message to our community. You know, these are unprecedented times, and then this is, in fact, an emergency. And even if we convinced one person to take this pandemic more seriously than they had before, I think we did our jobs.
Boy, it's been an interesting time at the city council here the past few weeks. First of all, we had the election, then we had the departure of Pat Birch, and we've got the lead pipe situation. That a lot of issues to be addressed.
Absolutely, and I want to commend you know, City Hall staff first and foremost, but also the interim city manager Jonathan Green. I think has done an amazing job. You know, I don't think anybody asked for this, and especially somebody, you know, 2 weeks in on the job of managing a city. This is a trial by fire for sure, but so far I think he's done an excellent job, and everybody at City Hall has done great. You know, the City Hall is close to the public, as with the library, through at least April 13th, and staff are working remotely, and they're still doing as good a job as they can, working remotely, as we all are. With that being said, though, I just want to make sure that everybody knows essential staff remain open. That includes, you know, the fire department, the police department, DPW employees, and so forth.
What are your thoughts, Will, on the pipe replacement? Should we, as some feel, we should ease off here and slow down a bit, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, we actually got some relatively good news about the lead pipe replacement project shortly after the former city manager Patrick Birch left. We were told by state authorities that as long as we had decent records of where the lead pipes were, we weren't going to be required to dig up every single yard in the city of Jackson. So basically, that buys us about 4 or 5 years to better prepare and to gather information as much as possible. Because initially, we were under the impression that we were going to have to dig up every yard in the city over the next 4 or 5 years to get this thing going. And we learned otherwise, which is great. It's awesome news. So it's good to slow down, take a breath, and better prepare.
The numbers were mind-boggling. To anybody on the street, certainly. I'm sure to you guys also on the council.
Yeah, I think it was safe to, you know, I think whenever you're doing something like this, it's good to be conservative, and it's good to, you know, plan for the worst, prepare for the worst, and hope for the best. However, in this case, I think when you're going to be doing this for the next 20 or 30 years, I think anybody who tells you they know how much this is going to cost is lying to you. And I think, again, I think it's important to be conservative, but when we looked at other communities and saw that a number of them were doing it for far, far less, we gathered those numbers, and I think it's safe to say moving forward, we're going to be having some figures that are more reflective of other communities in the state.
Will Forgrave with us, Jackson City Councilman, and of course he works for the Jackson District Library, mouthpiece for the Jackson District Library. Will, you've been on the council job now for what, 3 months or so? What are your thoughts? Is it everything you dreamed of?
Yeah, absolutely, Craig. It's been wonderful. No, it has been great, and I do like working with everybody on council. and especially in this time during this this coronavirus outbreak, I've been really impressed with how well everybody's been handling it. You know, I can't speak for everybody, but I know I've been getting at least, you know, 6-7 phone calls a day from constituents that are worried about, you know, getting this resource or that resource or this piece of information. And, you know, I'm confident that they're all doing their best, just as I am, to get the community through this together.
Any message to your constituents, Will?
Yeah, stay home, stay safe, and feel free to call me or other officials if you need any sort of help. My phone number is 517-316-5750. The library is doing an awesome job of gathering a lot of information from a lot of different nonprofits and organizations and getting that information out there. That's on myjdl.com/coronavirus. And actually, it's 211. Calling 211 is a great resource for both sides of the spectrum, for those that not only need help during this time, but also those who want to help and volunteer. That's what I would say to them.
Beautiful. Good info. Will, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work on the council, and keep us updated on what's going on at the Jackson District Library. Will Forgrave.